So I guess I'll add my Happy New Year and say we made it to 2013. I guess the Mayans were wrong. Mayans, my calendar. Today we will be in the wisdom literature in Kings as a historical book as well as Proverbs.
今天我们要讲的就是说，从那个《立王记上》跟那个《箴言》上面呢，会讲到说智慧。
I will read our central scripture. I'll pray for us, and then we'll jump in.
我要主要就是说，可以先念一下我们今天主要的经文，然后我会祷告一下，然后我们就开始讲今天的讲道。Proverbs
9:10 reads.
现在我们知道主要的经节是《箴言》9:10。The
fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。And
knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者便是聪明。Let
me pray for us.
让我们开始祷告。Father,
thank you that you have left your word for us to know how to guide our lives.
天父啊，感谢赞美你，把你的话语赐下给我们，让我们知道怎么过我们的生活。And
to give us the full counsel of God, which is the revelation of yourself.
甚至把你的这给我们很多的启示，你的全人给我们，带领我们。Your
word tells us that when two or more are gathered in your name, you are here also.
你的话语告诉我们说，只要有不止两个人在一起敬拜，你就在我们当中。So
may this time be pleasing to you and bring you glory.
希望以下的时间是能够荣耀你，而且是讨你欢喜的。It's
all these things I ask in Jesus' name.
所以我们上面所要求的就是祈求父神的名。Amen.
Amen.
So the beginning of any new year gives us the opportunity to. I know this. Sorry. I have a tendency to go. Sorry. But it gives us an opportunity to evaluate last year and look forward to this new year. And one of the ways that we do this is through the setting of resolutions.
其中一种方法我们定新计划的就是说我们会开始说一二三四把它记下来写就说新的计划。So
how are yours going?
那你的新的计划是怎么样呢?
The Time Magazine published just a couple of days ago the top five resolutions that Americans make.
那个时代杂志它有公布呢，这个世就说一般就世界上五个那个有头五个，hold on a second.
头五个那个一般人新锁定的新年新计划，I got distracted because the PowerPoint's not working. Okay, and now it is. Go ahead. Great job. So the first one is quit smoking. The second one is work out at the gym. 第二个就是说在健身房里面去运动。 The third is, in this economy, spend less and save more. And get organized. And, of course, to lose weight. That always is good right after Christmas holiday. Research tells us that at least 50% of all people make these types of resolutions at the beginning of the year.
那很多的那些调查的有告诉我们说，在美国至少有50%的人每一次新年开始就很多新计划。Half
of those are done by the 1st of February.
那有一半的人呢，在二月中的时候就无疾而终了。So
the question before us then, are we asking for the right things?
那现在我们就问说，那之所以会无疾而终，是不是就是因为我们所要求的，我们所定的新计划是错的呢？
Let's take a look again at at Proverbs 9:10 in the Message, this way to govern our lives by Solomon, and see if we can discern perhaps a better thing to ask for.
那我们现在再来回头，再来看一下箴言九章十节里面，这是所罗门所写的智慧之言哈。那我们来看一下，把它解开来看一看。
And it reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding."
就说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
So if we observe the text, we see that there are some key phrases or key words that that can be misunderstood or misinterpreted because of the way English uses the Hebrew.
就说我们可把那刚才那一句把它拆开来看哈，就说因为是以前的这个英文是这个翻译是从原文过来希腊文过来的，希伯来人，希伯来人，希伯来文过来的，所以有的时候会不一定会被诠释错误。我们来一个字一个字看。
The first word that has a tendency to trip us up is fear.
那第一个字很容易让我们误解的就是害怕。
The original thrust of the word is not terror or horror.
就说原文并不是讲说害怕，真的说或是让我们害怕的事情，并不是那个事情。
But an awe-inspired, reverential worshiping of God, like a child to a father.
事实上，那个原文是说哈，有尊敬，有哇敬畏，有觉得很感叹，就是像孩子去看父亲的一个偶像一样。
The next word that we're going to deal with is the idea of wisdom.
第二个我们要看的字就是那个智慧这个字。
This is not just bits of pieces of information, but rather, this is a perception of the way life works in context of God.
这个智慧本身呢，并不是只是说把，就是我们日常生活的那些小智慧，而是，我们一般生活上的观念。
Knowledge, on the other hand, and then understanding, knowledge is in fact the accumulated learning, the accumulated bits of data that we learn either through school or through life.
那现在像我们看面两个字，说知识跟了解，知识跟聪明，哈，是 I'm sorry, I missed the second half.
累积的资讯，the how we learn it through school or through life, which the accumulated data.
那刚才那两个字呢，知识跟那个聪明呢，就是经日积月累我们所累积的一些知识。
Finally, understanding is insight. It is the insight for which these other two things come together in how we live our lives.
那个聪明呢？事实上，你看原文，它是说是我们有一个 insight， 是一个洞察力、洞见。
So since I'm a preacher, I am not bound by the same constraints that a translator is. That is shortness.
因为我是一个牧者，所以呢，我就不会被那些解经学家、那个翻译者呢，他们这样所设限哈。
A better possible, more full translation could read something like this.
如果说我把它用自己的想法来重新解释的话，是像这样子解释的。
It could be that this is Proverbs 9:10. The reverent, awe-inspired worship of the Lord is the starting point of discerning life's experiences in the way of the Lord. Yes.
你可以看说这刚才那个敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。如果我来把它用平凡，就说一般普通话来解释的话，我认为是说那个一个对我们所尊敬的、觉得很敬仰的这个神哈。当我们去尊敬跟敬仰这个神的时候呢，就是我们人生的经验的一个开始。
And the learning of facts, of data, of historical events, which God, being holy, that is set apart, has evidenced of himself, is understanding and insight.
那第二段讲到说，认识至圣者便是聪明，就是说，当我们去学习很多的事实、资料跟一些历史的事件的时候，那神所已经替我们，就是说，这个，I'm thinking how to translate well. God being holy set apart has evidenced of himself. 就神所给我们经由这些历史资料还有一些这个事实哈，给我们一些洞见跟我们一些了解，是证明说他事实上他是全能的，也帮助我们，就说跟一般的世人不太一样。
That's okay. I probably should have said.
This is new to me.
Yeah, I probably should have said then, worshiping God makes everything else make sense.
Okay. So, 就说把它总结而言呢，就是说，当我们去愿意去就说去
敬拜神。
Thank you. You guys doing better than I am. 敬拜神的时候呢，事实上就使得其他我们一般生活的事情都开始就说 make sense， 就是有条理出来。
Group translation.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're doing great.
You're so great.
But that's not the way our society is built.
可是你知道吗？这种想法并不是我们现在这个世界所的想法，对不对？
As a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite.
事实上，这个世界是想法是刚才跟我们讲的完全相反的。
You see, our society here in the U.S. is built on.A Greek understanding of philosophy.
就说那个我们这个美国的社会所聊所想的一些想法，就是像当初的那个希腊文所翻译的。
Philosophy is a Greek word from two other words meaning from philo and sophia, meaning the love of wisdom.
就说如果是翻那个希腊文的那个。Okay, philosophy, sorry. 是哲学的话是有点是 the love and the...
The love of wisdom or the love of knowledge.
Okay, 就说那个希腊文哈，他讲那个哲学事实上是翻成那个就是我们很喜欢学习新的知识。
So instead of God being the beginning of wisdom,
就说他们不是把神当作是我们智慧的开端。
Our society, and in particular our educational system, is built on what Socrates would say.
这整个社会的教育系统实际上是建立在那个当初的那个希腊哲学家所说的希伯拉底在苏格拉底。Sorry, my Chinese is not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how you're gonna do with Socrates. Where he says that the beginning admission is.That I know nothing.
就说刚开始的在任何知识的开端，就是说哦，我什么都不知道。
So even the accumulation of earthly knowledge cannot lead to wisdom.
就即使是你把世界上很多的知识都把它累积起来的时候，并不表示你对人生有智慧。
Here's an example.
先来给你一个例子。
Many of you may know who Stephen Hawking is.
有的人看这个照片会认得这个人，他的名字叫 Stephen Hawking。
Arguably, he's one of the world's most intelligent people.
你可以说他算是世界上其中一个相当聪明的人。
He's done amazing work in mathematics and quantum physics.
他事实上他是一个很有名的量子物理学家。
He's accumulated vast amounts of knowledge.
他的脑海里有极大的知识。
But does he have wisdom?
可是他对人生是不是有智慧呢？
On the Discovery Channel, he was featured on the program Curiosity.
那他在一个 channel, Discovery Channel 里面呢，他就讲到说的
好奇。
And in response to the question of does God exist, he had the following couple of quotes.
那当人家问他说，哎，你认为神存在吗？那他就讲了下面这些话语。
First quote is, there is a fundamental difference between religion, which is based on authority.
Okay, 就说就说有个基本在宗教以及就说 okay, you have to read the whole thing.、
So、okay, no problem. There's a fundamental difference between religion, which is based on authority.And science, which is based on observation and reason, science will win because it works.
很多人都已经了解了哈。其实哈，他认为说宗教以及这个科学哈，有一个如果是按照我们这个有权威的学者来讲的话呢，事实上有个很大的不同。那么
宗教是被上按照这个权威。
宗教是哦 ，OK， 哦 ，I see what you say。宗教是基于权威，那么科学是基于我们的观察以及我们的这个
推理。
Thank you。那通常呢，这个科学会往往比这个胜过这个宗教。
When pressed on the issue of God, he said the following: "I believe that the simplest explanation is there is no God."
我认为最简单的这个 我认为最简单的解释呢，因为刚才他不是说那个宗教跟那个科学不太一样吗？往往是科学胜于宗教，因为科学是 word， 就是说它会可以运行的。那现在就来讲说，我认为最简单的解释就是说没有神的存在。Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No one created the universe, and no one directs our fate. This leap, give me stop at each sentence.
那他又说呢，没有人创造这个宇宙，而且没有人呢是来怎么讲导引我们的这个命运。Go ahead.
This leads me to a profound realization that there probably is no heaven, and no afterlife either.
这让我有一个非常重要的一个顿悟，就是说哦。可能既没有天堂，也没有，就是说，在第二个生命，就是我们死后就没有别的生命了。
We have this one life to appreciate the grand design. We'll come back to that in just a second. Of the universe, and for that I am extremely grateful.
我现在呢 ，have this one life to appreciate the grand design. 我们就这一个生命哈，这一生能过一次呢，是这个宇宙的，就来。appreciate 来感谢这个 design of the universe， 就说这个宇宙的这个设计，这宇宙宏伟的设计，而且我很觉得说是非常的感激。
It seems that the grand design presupposes a couple of things。
那他这边讲的这个字就是说这个宇宙伟大宏伟的设计。
A grand design has to presuppose a grand designer, does it not?
Presuppose. Okay.
Design.
那如果说你就说这个是个宏伟，这宇宙是一个宏伟的设计的话，是不是应该比我们这个设计者还要更早？
By the
victory. Okay, got it. Sorry, I'm really flunking today. Sorry. 抱歉，今天翻的不好。
Sorry.
就说如果我们认为一个东西有个很伟大的设计的话，必须要先有个设计者开始，才会有一个这个计划出来，对不对？
By some of the very rules that he lives his life by, he seems to violate. The effect, it seems, must have a cause.
那么事实上从他的推理来讲呢，他事实上是违反了他自己所认为的，说每一个事情的发生都有一个造成的原因。
Order cannot come from chaos.
就说一个有秩序的一个结果，不可能是从一堆乱麻当中出现的。
Something can't come from nothing.
你不可能说才没有当中去创造一个东西。
Without a designer.
没有一个设计。没有个设计者。
So we're going to return to Solomon, who now arguably is one of the wisest men who ever lived.
那我们现在就回到那个所罗门。那一般来讲，他算是世界这个历史上面其中一个相当聪明的人。
I'm going to reverse these two because the Second Chronicles is a little more to the point, short.
那我现在就说要念那个历代志下的第一章七到十二节。
Second Chronicles 1:7 reads as follows. That night, do you mean read the whole thing? Or do you mean
read the whole thing?
Read
the Chinese.
That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give to you." And Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed. For you have made me king over many people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge, he asks, that I may lead these people, and for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" God responds. God said to Solomon, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth or riches or honor, nor the death of your enemy. And since you have not asked for long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore, wisdom and knowledge will be given to you, and I will also give riches and honor such as no king who was ever before you and has ever had, and none will ever have again.
现在我们就来念一下历代志下第一章七到十二节哈。那夜神向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。所罗门对神说，你曾向我父大卫大施慈爱，使我接续他做王。耶和华神啊，现在求你成就向我父大卫所应许的话，因你立我做这民的王，他们如同地上尘沙那样多，求你赐我聪明智慧，我好在那民前出入，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？神对所罗门说，我已立你做我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财丰富尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的名。我不宜赐你智慧聪明，那他又再强调一遍，就说也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
So Solomon didn't just write a few little pithy things for us to live by, short things to live by, but rather did this. This was an action and a request of God that he was then subsequently granted.
So Solomon 王哈，你看他并不只是说随便写几句话，然后留给我们后世看看就好了。他是让他的这一生是按照他所求的，他所希望能够领导他的民用智慧来领导，真的身体力行出来的。
Solomon was never one to do things small.
Solomon 这个人呢，由历史来看呢，并不是一个做事情做一点点的哈。
If you read through the book of Ecclesiastes, you will realize that he experienced everything he possibly could.
如果你念传道书的话呢，你会看出所罗门本身他这一生哈，做很多东西都是有极大的智慧。
Parties.Wives, temples, buildings, gardens. He did it, and he did it huge.
Oh, 对不起，刚才不说有极大的智慧，而是他做的东西都不是小小的，做的都是非常大的这种 size 的，就是大的这种方式来做。比如说他在建他自己的宫殿啊，他有极多的嫔妃，然后他这个I miss some of that. 然后他这个宴乐享福哈，都是极为豪华奢侈的哈。
And he even pursued learning, he pursued knowledge.
甚至他在追求知识的时候，也不是小小的做，都是做的蛮大。
As he thought back on his life, he realized that each one of these pursuits was a chasing of the wind. It was empty and it was vain.
可是当他老年以后回头来看，他这用所有的智慧，用所有的这种。
And at the end of his life, or towards the end of his life, he came to this concluding statement in Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Okay. 在他老来的时候，他回头看的时候，真的是觉得说，他这个人生是一场空。然后他就写了那个传道书上面的这个12:13所说的一句话。
He's saying, after you've now heard all that I have to say about life, here's my conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Okay, so, 我儿还有一层你当受劝诫。This is a different translation from Proverbs. Oh, okay, you're actually talking about Proverbs 1:8, right?
That's next.
OK， 我还有一层，你当受劝诫，住处多没有穷尽，读书多增长。
My hand.
12:13.
I I took a different one.
传道书.
传道书. I thought I did that. Go ahead. Somebody. I need to read the different. I take different. Okay, 12章13节讲说, 这些事已经见了，总意就是敬畏神。 谨守他的诫命, 这是人所当尽的本分。
So at this point in our time together, you probably should be asking the question, so what?
那你现在听到这么一堆，你就想说, 那又怎么样呢?
And I'm glad you asked.
那我很高兴你问。
You see, we can't outdo Solomon in our expending and our lives, but we can emulate him.
你知道吗？当我们过我们的一生，不可能像所罗门这样子又大手笔，又是用他极大的智慧过很丰富的生活。
So here's our challenge.
可是我们可以学习他其中的一些原则。现在就是有一个挑战出来。
Proverbs 1:8 reads as follows: Listen, my son, to your father's instructions.
Okay, 箴言1:8节就讲说，我儿要听你父亲的训诲。And
do not forsake your mother's teaching.
不可以离弃你母亲的法则，或者是指教。So
to us parents, this must be, or at least it is to me, scary.
就对我们父母而言呢，这听起来的话，哎，是心里很有警惕。My
question is, how can you impart to your children wisdom you've never asked for?
就说，如果说你自己本身并没有求那个人生的智慧的话，你怎么能把它传给你的孩子呢？
How can you give to them a love and a fear and an awe-inspiring love for God in the mix of everything else that we have in our busy lives with school and class ranks and everything else we put pressure on them?
就在我们一般生活当中，你知道，尤其是中国的文化，就是父母对孩子的要求在学业上，就是要他们成绩好，要排名列前茅，还有很多其他世俗上的这种忙碌当中，哈，那你要怎么样让他知道说什么才是真正重要的？
For our kids, this is equally, I think, scary.
对我们孩子而言，这也是蛮容易让他们害怕的。
We are told to honor our fathers and mothers.
我们就说，一直学习到说，我们要敬畏我们父母，尊敬我们父母。
And so it's also incumbent upon our children to hold us accountable that you are pursuing God as we are pursuing God.
那我们就说被教导说，我们呢要去追求神的这种道路，就像父母一样。
So at this point, I would like to ask, before we have our closing thought, I would like to ask that you partner with the English ministry and pray for our wisdom.
那现在呢，我就希望你给你们一个祷告，我们祷告的，就是说你们能跟我们的就说青少年的事工、学生事工在一起作为一个就是跟我们同一个队伍哈，帮助我们祷告。So
that we can instill in them a love for God and a passionate pursuit of Him.
所以我们可以让孩子的一直学习到说，我们怎么能够一直追随神的路。
So, since we're Christians,
那因为我们是基督徒,
we might look at the Old Testament and go, way back then.
我们可以说，我们是基督徒，我们可以说，哎呀，那个旧约的话是以前的事情。
Doesn't apply to us now.
现在对我们来讲没什么大用了嘛,
We follow Jesus.
我们就跟着神就好了。
So let's look at Jesus' words.
那我们就来看看神的话语是什么。
Matthew, got it? Okay. Matthew 6:25 records the following.
那在马太福音里面，在第6章25节到34节写了下面这些话语。
You read all that?
Okay.
Therefore I tell you, Jesus' words. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, or what you are about your body. By the way, that's all of the resolutions.
好，他刚才念就说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。刚才讲的一句话，事实上在那个在创世，在新年新目标里面有那个。
Or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? Do they not labor or spin? Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry in saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But, contrast, all that you've heard before, don't do, do this. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, the conclusion, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I love the King James. Sufficient is the evil thereof. Well, you don't have to translate. That was an ad. That was no extra charge.
刚才就说在那个马太福音六章二十五到三十四节，他是讲哈，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？ 你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们， 就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵呢。你们这些小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还要给他这样的装饰，何况是你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。 那刚才泰里弟兄又强调说，下面两句非常重要，所以结论就是你们要先求他的国和他的义，而这一切其他的东西都要加给你们了。那么，所以你们不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就行了。Doing
things excellently is not bad.
你知道吗？我们尽力把事情做好不是件坏事。Learning
is not bad.
学习知识也不是坏事。Trying
to do your job well and parent well is not bad.
想要把你的事情做好，想要做一个好的父母也不是坏事。But
how can you do that as unto God without first seeking His wisdom?
可是你怎么能够按照神所教导我们的这个来教育我们的孩子？ 没有先求，就说先去了解神呢。
Let's resolve not to worry about these things.
让我们就说新年的心情话来讲，不要说是去追求，一般世俗上的东西。But
let's concern ourselves with what God is concerned with.
让我们真正是所担心、所要注目的是神所要我们担心跟注目的。Let's
rewrite our resolution to perhaps just one.
让我们重写我们新年的新计划，只写一个。I
think you can see it coming.
知道神要来了，是不是？
Let's seek wisdom.
让我们寻求智慧，人生的智慧，从神里来的智慧。In
every moment of our life, let's walk around and exist with a reverential, awe-inspired, child-to-father worship of the Lord.
就在我们现在人生每天所走的路上呢，就让我们这样子。 跟着这个让我们敬畏惊叹的神，跟着他每一天走这个路。
I'm going to pray for us.
我要替我们祷告。
If you've never asked for for wisdom. And oh, by the way, God gives generously on these things that he asked us to ask of him.
在我祷告之前,如果你这一生都没有跟神求过要智慧的话,那么...
I'm going to pray for us as a group.
那我替我们这一整个组祷告。
I'm going to have a small period of silence.
我要有一小段的安静的时间。
And if you've never asked God for wisdom, you can ask for it at that time.
如果说你从来没有跟神要求人生的智慧的话，你那个时候可以在安静默的时候跟神要求。
If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you can also ask for that at the same time.
如果你从来没有接受这个主耶稣救主作为你的生命的救主的话，也在那个安静的时候可以这样要求。
Let me pray for us.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, you are a loving, awe-inspiring.